Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Bad weather has postponed the first launch of NASA astronauts from Florida in 9 years. The launch was supposed to occur now, but it was scrapped a few minutes ago. The next attempt is Saturday. President Trump had hoped the first launch of American astronauts from U.S. soil in nearly a decade would give the nation's spirit a boost after months of battling the coronavirus. Trump is in Florida. He flew here to watch the launch that was just aborted due to weather. An appeals court has ruled a mental health provider cannot be held liable for the actions of a man accused of a 2018 South Florida high school massacre. The 4th District Court of Appeals decision today upholds a lower court's dismissal of lawsuits filed by parents of victims against Henderson Behavioral Health. Defendant Nicholas Cruz was a patient at Henderson from 2009 to 2016. The court ruled Henderson had no duty to warn that Cruz might be dangerous if he was mainstreamed into Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Cruz is accused of killing 17 people after he was no longer a student at the school. Most felons who want to register to vote in Florida can now do so without having to worry about paying fines, fees, and court-ordered restitution first. Blaise Ganey reports advocates are gearing up to try to get people registered ahead of upcoming elections.
U.S. District Court Judge Robert Hinkle's order clears the way for what advocates say is the true meaning of Florida's Amendment 4. Brennan Center for Justice attorney Sean Morales Doyle says it's a win for everyone.
I would say it's not only a win for hundreds of thousands of people with convictions, it's also a win for the over 5 million people in Florida that voted for Amendment 4. It's really a win for all voters in Florida because I think we all benefit when we welcome more people to the table to participate in democracy, and that's what this order will do.
Florida's Amendment 4 in 2018 restored the right to vote for most felons. It exempted those convicted of rape and murder. When Florida lawmakers decided to write an implementing bill, they required felons to repay fines, fees, and restitution in order to register to vote. Critics called that a poll tax. In his ruling, Hinkle agrees the money must be repaid, but it's not a condition of registration.
So if I owe one of those two categories, fines or restitution, and I'm able to afford it and I could pay it off, then I need to pay it off before I can vote, but everyone else can vote now.
And for people who can't afford to pay at all, Hinkle says they're still free to register too.
If you aren't sure about what you owe and you think maybe you've got the number right, but you're not positive, or if you're not sure whether you qualify as being unable to pay, that you can ask the state for an advisory opinion. You can say, you tell me, Florida, what do I owe? What do I need to pay? And here's all my financial information. I think that I'm unable to pay. Tell me whether I'm able to. And the state basically has 3 weeks to give you an answer. And if they don't give you an answer, then you can assume you're good to go.
The ruling clears the way for an estimated 774,000 new voters. Now the League of Women Voters Florida is pushing to get those felons registered before the November elections. League President Patricia Brigham says outreach has changed for them due to the coronavirus.
Once it was clear that COVID-19 was a clear and present danger, and we all went to a shelter in place, which many Floridians are continuing to do, we knew that we could no longer do person-to-person voter registration, so we suspended it and as long as we have to, and we are doing voter registration by pointing Floridians to vote411.org.
Voter registration advocate Bob Ratcliffe is founder of the Big Bend Voting Rights Project. He's set to start going door to door again.
We're going to go start registering voters again, and we're expanding into ultimately 12 counties, and we're very hopeful about the outcome.
There's no guarantee newly registered voters will cast ballots in the fall. I'm Blaise Ganey.
Tropical Storm Bertha surprised the South Carolina coast today. It formed and made landfall within 2 hours. It brought a poor beach day of rain and gusty winds, but no major problems. Forecasters expected the bad weather today, but did not predict it to organize so quickly and become the second named storm before the official start of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. Bertha was downgraded to a tropical depression this afternoon. Like almost all storms with heavy rain, several streets flooded in Charleston, leaving ankle to calf high brown water mixed with trash from knocked over trash cans today. Well, tonight in the Tampa Bay area, it'll be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, thunderstorms are likely to develop later in the day. Afternoon high temperatures will be in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.